Sacha Aziz, I'm sorry, this is Sepide. Do you hear me?
Yes, I do. Yeah,
I'm perfectly sorry. I have to apologize because I'm kind of distracted because I have to, you know, deal with my mom. But I think you mentioned question one of most precious, because I've been thinking about that for years. And I had some kind of an understanding a few weeks ago that I really wanted to share with you to see mm-hmm. whether which floor of this island it comes from. Because this concept of pain, you know, being real, pain and suffering, you know, it was always a question that if I'm feeling it and I'm suffering from it, it's real to me, you know, so what is it not real about it? But then it occurred to me that anything that is experienced is not real because it really depends on who is experiencing it. In a way, I mean, I kind of understood what I felt like, that it cannot be real in a sense of absolute truth, because it really depends on the eye of the person that's experiencing this. The reality is going to be, everybody's reality is different, even from pain and suffering. So in that sense, it's not the absolute truth. It's not the absolute reality. So I had, for me, it was a big opening. I don't know if it makes sense to anybody.
It was a big opening. It depends on what your conscious of and what your consciousness holds on to. Suffering is always from the mind, and you can say pain from the pain of the body. You can have a pain of the body and not suffer in the mind, or you can have fear or an anxiety about the pain of your body and have the pain and suffering together. As long as we identify with the mind and body, even to a smallest degree, to that the smallest degree, we experience this type of living. So we're really striving to open this consciousness more to its own reality than the falsehood we gathered in itself. So it takes time to deepen the understanding of this type of teaching. I told you, my body and mind was the student of my reality for, you know, until now, as I'm talking to you, there is a deepening, there is always unfoldment. So we don't have to worry about that part of it. What we have to really see is, like, you see Sepide now, and you see Sepide 5 years ago, 2 years ago, 6 months ago, and you see a series of opening, series of better, deeper understanding, and then the light bulb goes on and says, oh my God, you know, this is what it is. So I think from outside, the guide or the Sadhguru points you, and when you take it to heart and put it into your life, the light bulb is always comes from the inner. That's when you really understand it the best.